Hello, Karen. And welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 11.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with the handsome Adam Conway.
Debonair.
Don't mind if I do.
The wild Gwen Reyes.
Woohoo!
The charming Andrew Conway.
That is correct.
And the That's World really State Fair winner of eating butter, Gotti Elcon.
When the F did I eat butter?
every day.
The bubbly Brian Kluger.
And
the bubbly Brian Kluger.
I did try the fried peanut butter and jelly.
It's good. It's been there for a while. The fried pumpkin pie was the best.
I wanted to try the Thanksgiving dinner.
It was awesome.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Fried pumpkin pie.
Make your list, guys. Fried pumpkin pie.
Ooh, barbecue sounds
Thanksgiving dinner.
I'll go to Mike Anderson's and not think twice. All right.
You make good barbecue, but
speaking of good barbecue, horror movie time.
October
31st is Halloween, of course. So we're going to start this podcast with some horror movie discussion in the form of horror movie monsters.
Is this ones that we love or ones that
we're going to talk about all of them? Like let's distinguish the ones between real and fictional ones, like. Real ones being Hannibal Lecter or
Jason,
Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. Those are monsters, but there's also
Mike Myers
or Jason or Voorhees, Freddy Krueger.
They're all real, right?
Which ones are the scarier?
Mike Myers.
The comedian.
But which one is usually scarier? Would you consider the Joker a
Leatherface?
Hannibal Lecter's scarier than any other fake monster, but I think fake monsters can be really good, like It.
Yes.
Oh, that's a space creature.
Damn scary. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's...
And he changes, he's a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
He's a clown, he does...
What about, like, Jack Nicholson in Shining?
Is he
a monster?
Jack Torrance, that is
a his family.
I'd also like to throw out Ghostface Killer from Scream.
Yes. Matthew Lillard.
He's a real rap group.
He is.
And he's
Skeet,
that's Ghostface Killer.
Killer.
But which, right. What is scarier to you? Real ones or the fake ones?
Chucky.
If we were, like, if it was happening to us, real ones.
I mean, would you rather
go up
against Jason Voorhees or would rather go up against, like, Henry?
I'd rather fight Henry than fight Jason Voorhees.
Henry Portrait of a Serial. It's a real serial killer played by Michael Rooker.
Yep.
Spooky.
But it's really bad.
Yeah,
really
I think someone that I know I can kill versus someone I
know
is unstoppable.
Yeah, I'd rather. Yeah, it's
see,
a good
like,
point.
I think I could kill Michael Rooker. Yeah.
But I look at something like Dahmer with Jeremy Renner, and that is fucking terrifying.
It is. Or the same way with the Gacy one is really scary.
Or Jared Leto is Chapman.
No. Yeah.
But even if it wasn't based off a real person, but
David
being
Mark
real people
Chapman.
That have,
Mark.
Like, you know,
he
just killed
John Lennon.
Yeah,
really
those are more terrifying to me.
Summer of Sam was more like that. Or Zodiac.
Those are truly scary. And as far as the fake movie monsters, which one's the scariest? Do you think clowns are the scariest? Or zombies? Or
clowns.
Slashers?
Clowns
actually,
dolls.
Killer clowns.
Dolls? So like Chucky? I got the new one in, and it's
definitely,
awesome.
Never scared by Chucky.
I did. I was scared by one.
The movies don't scare me, but the actual doll scares me, so I can't watch it.
But in a lot of these movie monsters, the ones that have the sequels, they tend to get bigger fan bases, and people tend to applaud their killings, and they get sillier as they go on.
Chucky. You know what's very scary?
Freddy Krueger. Jason Voorhees. They all get sillier.
No, that little... Okay, and also...
Critters.
The little doll.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Poltergeist? Oh, Saw? The Poltergeist clown and a doll in one. What happened?
Mrs. Doubtfire. Very scary. It's
definitely not scary. If you added different music to that, that could have been scary.
I want to recut that as a horror film.
I think they have that. They have it as
they've
a horror. There's a YouTube mashup of it as a
That's
horror.
Awesome.
So would you consider like movie monsters part of like the devil and demons? Because I think paranormal ones or like demon possession ones are the scariest to me.
Like Poltergeist?
Oh, yeah.
Not
like
Poltergeist,
Event
like
Horizon.
Exorcist.
We talked about that earlier.
Paranormal activity, like demons.
Event Horizon.
Paranormal activity is so scary.
So
that's scarier
so scary.
Than like Hannibal Lecter, though.
To me, it
Poltergeist
is.
Is pretty scary.
Like I do not.
I don't
do,
think anything's on the
I
level
do
of a real
not
killer.
Do
ghosts.
Ouija boards. Don't do that. Nope.
Really?
No
Poltergeist
way.
Is
no way.
That's. I mean, Exorcist.
Yeah, you're really just. Yeah.
A creepy priest shows up to my door. Don't answer it.
Don't
answer. But some of that's become so much spoof material now. Like, that's
now.
Clowns but then scare shit. I mean, like, your poster, that's scary shit. Clowns,
but that's also a campy movie, too. But then you have your original Universal monsters like Wolfman and Dracula. Who do you think started it all?
Yeah, none of those scare me.
Nosferatu.
Dracula doesn't scare? Nosferatu, do you think that
was? No, because I'm a girl and I find Dracula very sexy. So I'm not scared about it. I know.
That makes
by like any by any Dracula. So you like the you don't like the Val Kilmer Dracula. You like the
Val Kilmer's Dracula?
No, I mean like vampire.
I was like,
yeah.
Val Kilmer plays Dracula every
Val Kilmer Dracula.
It was called Doors.
At all weight level of Val Kilmer, I would watch that.
Yeah. Mark Twain is a vampire.
Done.
Send that to Val. Do that instead.
How do you think of movie monsters have changed through the years? From like back.
There's a lot more repetition. Yeah. I don't know if there's as much like creativity when back in the day there was a lot of creativity going around.
Like Insidious is pretty scary.
And Conjuring?
Conjuring.
Okay,
that
had a
so there's ways,
and
to do it correctly, but it fails a lot.
But you have to admit, there's only so many of those good ones compared to how much.
Exactly, there's so much crap that comes out nowadays because they've come up with a cookie
like
cutter,
Ghostface Killer, or whatever. Look what happened after that. We had a slew of "I Know What You Did Last Summer" and all that crap afterwards, which. It's just repetition.
It was
finally
slasher, started. It became a spoof with all the
but
scary
not in
movies
an intelligent
and,
way. Like
yeah.
The slasher, you can have a different slasher than just.
And I would say, like,
killing
it's
titties.
Interesting. Like with the Paranormal Activity movies, are really scary because they make you stay in your own head and kind of like question: is it really a ghost? Or
well,
is
it was
crazy?
Something that.
But then their spoofs are really funny.
This,
the Marlon Wayne.
The Marlon Wayne is
hilarious.
House
not,
is
not now when they made Scary Movie 5 sucked. But you know why? Because they just ripped off Marlon and his brother anyway.
But I'll say with Paranormal Activity, nothing, I mean, it's not scary, but just seeing a light go on and off was so terrifying. And that's normally not.
Yeah. But or the fact that also they broke the cardinal rule of that nothing scary happens in the daytime.
They definitely
and
had
they
them,
did
yeah.
that. And that was like, that was ballsy. And that's what you have to do. You have to take a simple concept and like change it just a little bit.
And I think that's like Saw. I think first Saw was real successful,
it's great.
In my opinion, because they
first
took something.
Badass.
And it's just,
so good.
And but you know, because of the success, unfortunately, you got a
it was
bunch
just
of
became to
but
like what
say,
different situations.
And the same thing
it went
with
from
like
being,
Blair Witch. Like the first Blair Witch was really really scary because you just were stuck with the same people. And then
the second one was
up,
definitely shouldn't have been called Blair Witch 2.
No, it was,
like Halloween 3 should have been called Halloween 3.
Yeah.
Are you got scared? More scared now than you were back then, though. Like
I'm
I haven't
still
felt
scared
that.
Equally at Exorcist and Shining every time I see it. I'm still.
That's
still
what I'm saying. Like no. What I mean is, like, have you seen anything recently that compares to those experiences?
Paranormal Activity.
Oh, I told you, and actually, Insidious. The first Insidious, I actually freaked out a few times. I admit,
but
I got
it's interesting.
Because it was a unique scare, too. It wasn't the cheap ones that they do nowadays. Like just a.
Yeah,
but I don't know if it compares to seeing it for me.
And like the modern ones would be like The Conjuring, I thought was really really scary. And then the last one before that was The Ring. And then everything else is.
That's the thing about The Ring. The Ring.
At the same time though, like you watch it
and
now it's different because you don't you were growing up now.
It does not hold up.
It does not hold
up. But
it was freaking scary when you were little.
The clown is scary, but everything else is not. But the clown is still scary. It doesn't hold up as far as the whole thing goes. But Tim Curry is. Pennywise still is.
He's still scared.
He's still scary.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, when you were younger, like, Chucky's scared. That's scary. Like, one of your toys coming to life when you were a kid watching that? Yeah, that's scary. But now
movies,
it doesn't hold up.
Are there any movies that, like, scared you so much as a kid that you still cannot watch? I still cannot watch Candyman.
That's
watch
a great movie
I will
monster.
Not fuck with that, movie.
That is a great movie monster.
I can't play
because
Candyland
he's really
because
scary.
He's really
and that's Virginia
scary.
Madsen
and you
don't
know
Tony
if Candyman's real or not.
Who've both been through Texas Frightmare a lot. Like
that
cool people.
Movie, I still can't watch.
There
it.
Was one Freddy.
He's a cool dude.
Did you like Candyman?
I'm sure it is. I'd be like, you're fucking Candyman. Stay away from.
No, me. I can watch it. The one that scared me always. It was an Italian one called Demons, and it was by Lombardo Bava, and that scared me. And it's an '80s movie, and it's. demons that come into an enclosed movie theater and kill people. And it's just like, and it's like worldwide. And it,
and see, that's the thing.
Freaked me out. Like literally, like I had to sleep with lights on, like yeah. for weeks.
I had the same thing.
And still when I see that.
When it's funny because that impacts you then, and it also,
yeah, I don't want to watch it.
You
remember it though.
Well, the movies that affect you also are the ones that come into your safe space. So like Paranormal Activity, coming back to that, that's in your house. That's like, it's coming into
in
your
the
safe
day,
space.
And it's
like a movie that takes place at a movie theater. That's coming into your safe space because we're all people that find solace in movie theaters.
Yeah,
exactly. That's great. Really.
But then again, there's like Event Horizon kind of scared me.
Oh,
that
yeah.
freaked me out.
It's
like
a
that
new movie,
movie.
That's
I still can't. I really can't watch that movie.
I was gonna say I still can't really.
That
watch
thing
that.
Freaked me out. So
I watched
much
that was
I
day
it.
One. In order that when he says "Liberate me" and they hear it, and you're just like, "Oh,
this is
not good." Yeah.
I think it's the bathtub scene where they slowly pans around to see the girl's face and she got
yeah.
no eyes.
Black eye,
that,
yeah.
Like, oh.
Or like a movie like it's a horrible movie, but 13
Ghosts.
13 Ghosts. But that one scene in the bathtub is
yes.
like one of the most terrifying. Like, I still 30
still
years
some.
Old opening.
That's a remake.
Picture.
That's a remake of an old black and white one. 13
yeah.
Ghosts. What about the haunting? Like houses could be movie monsters, like Amityville Horror. That's like a house that kills people, pretty much. Or technically, Poltergeist.
Ooh, what about that animated one?
Monster House?
Monster House. I like that one. Mm. I really like that one. Do you think Godzilla's a movie monster or King Kong?
Mm.
Do you think
yeah.
it's a different...
I don't think
it's
a horror
genre.
Monster.
I don't think
it's
horror.
Depends if you're Japanese or not.
It's your worst nightmare.
Ah, Godzilla!
So who do you think the worst and the best movie monster is?
Ghosts.
Like, as in scary or as in...
Like, there's got to be, like, a terrible movie monster that nobody likes. Like, Leprechaun or Wishmaster or something like that.
Oh, that's not scary.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. I don't... Because there's a lot of shitty ones. But
Leprechaun's
they're
well,
mostly,
like
most
Cameron
of
the
bad ones are, like, second or third films
Grace.
Of the original.
Yeah.
Like Freddy's gotten
Cabin
stupid.
That's what I just said.
But Freddy's always scary. I mean, to a degree, he's funny, and we cheer for him.
After Dream Warrior.
There was
actually,
which one was the one where, like, a girl becomes, like, a giant cockroach stuck in a trap, and, like...
It's like Nightmare on Elm Street, like, 3 or 4.
That, like,
yeah.
scared the crap out of me when I saw that.
I liked the remake of the Freddy Krueger movie that just came out.
With James Earl Haley?
Because he was such a good fucking...
He was good.
Yeah, he's the one where he...
I missed...
The one I remember,
I didn't meet
so much.
Much.
It was bad, but he was in it for a little. Didn't he?
He played a cameo.
Yeah.
The one I remember as a kid was the one where he was like the kid was becoming Freddy and that kind of
Dream Warrior.
That's
part
that
two.
Kind of freaked me out.
That's part two. Freddy's Revenge. That's
that
Dream
that's,
Warrior.
That's,
he kills him. The kid.
No, part two is Freddy's Revenge, and that's the homosexual one. And that is
why is it homosexual?
Because the whole movie is homoerotic. It's like top.
Well, those
nine.
Movies are all about like.
That's why
God
didn't like it.
But that's the.
I don't remember the second.
Yeah, but Freddy's
phone.
Revenge.
Remember the
Freddy Krueger's only in it like 10 minutes,
tongue?
And it's the kid who
who's
he comes out.
Becoming,
yeah.
yeah,
yeah. That's part two.
That's what I remember as a like, kid.
That's where he jumps out of the
Freddy's
on
our list. Then. We're all scared shitless of Freddy.
He is. He's scary.
Yeah, he was.
Nosferatu, I think, scary.
Yeah, and then Jason was scary.
The two things in the middle scare me. Not the ones on the sides. But so nothing from Twilight.
When Shan Andalou was also very terrifying.
Who?
When Shan Andalou was that. The eye.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Pet Cemetery. The
guy?
The aunt that had the muscular dystrophy that came back alive.
Oh,
you remember she's all twitching around?
Gross.
Oh, that scared me.
I still
so
think
much.
That, you know, the creepy. Reverend dude from Poltergeist creeps me out every single time.
Creepy Reverend.
The hat.
Yeah, the guy with the hat and...
Oh, Poltergeist 2.
Part 2.
But what about,
part 2.
What about, like...
It's like Phantasm.
Taking a moment from that, but like a slasher film, like I Spit on Your Grave or something. Mm. What about...
Those are movie monsters. Like, well, who's the movie monster, really? Is it the chick who gets revenge, or is it the guys that raped her?
Yeah.
Well, who's the monster?
And can you cheer on
you
a monster?
I mean, it's also like
Hannibal?
The monster is made.
Yeah,
like they
you
made
root for him.
In
the
I rooted for
it's
him.
It's like a Frankenstein in a way.
You want him to get out.
Like, I want Frankenstein to do well. Like, it's kind of
weird.
Well,
he didn't get to choose. Like, that's the thing about, like, Frankenstein is he didn't choose to come back to life. Like, some asshole made him, and now he's got to deal with the fact that his dad doesn't love him.
So is the monster the doctor, then?
Yeah, I would say. I think the person that makes the monster
but
is
when
the
you
monster.
Think of Frankenstein being scary, you think of, ooh.
But he's not even Frankenstein. It's Frankenstein's monster. He's the monster. He's not
okay, sorry. So the monster still scares you, though.
Yeah, yeah. Unless he's in the Monster Squad.
But
yeah,
he was like an outwardly monstrous thing. I mean, at the end, if you look at it, if you look at the original text, like Frankenstein didn't, or the monster didn't come out being horrible. It was because of the treatment that everybody gave him, because of the way he looked, that he turned horrible. And the fact that his dad didn't love
I will say, reading Mary Shelley is a lot scarier than any Frankenstein movie that's ever been created. Like, her imagery and,
so
like,
beautiful.
That spooky. I think there are books that still scare the shit out of me a lot more than there are movies.
Jekyll and Hyde is still really scary, too. Yeah.
I think with horror, if you read it, you have to imagine it. It is so much worse.
I can't read a lot of horror novels because I have that problem.
Stephen King, I can't pick up a lot of the stuff.
I want to read his new prequel, of Shining.
What's your scariest Wolfman?
The scariest? Well, definitely. The Nazi werewolf and American Werewolf in London scared the shit out of me.
American Werewolf in London is great.
It is a great movie. And in Dog Soldiers, the big one.
Oh,
yeah,
is that the Scottish military?
Yeah.
Oh,
Silver Bullet, the dude in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Creepy. He was creepy as the dude in the wheelchair.
Werewolves always scared me.
The kid was in the wheelchair.
But Dog Soldiers, just because they were giant, muscular werewolves. And the Nazi werewolf and American Werewolf one, that scared me. That was a good one.
Cujo fucking scares me.
Yeah.
Well, that's. I guess I don't think if a dog got rabies, it would actually happen like that. I mean, as far as like them be trapped in a car that way.
I'm not afraid of dogs because of Cujo. I'm just afraid of fucking Cujo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think dogs are like
but
that.
But Cujo was. What was. Was Cujo the Bernard?
No.
St. Bernard, yeah.
Yeah.
St. Bernard. Okay. That's Cujo. The man's best friend was like the Rottweiler or something
that.
A robotic.
Well, see, yeah, and I had a Rottweiler, and that movie pissed me off because it's like, oh, that's not my Rottweiler.
I ain't no Cujo.
Anybody else? Anything? All right, that's our horror movie monster discussion for this week. We'll come back next week with more horror movies for Halloween.
Boom!
Oh yeah.